This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Well, last Friday night was the first North East Radio Club meeting for 2025. And Graham, VK5GM, filled in for Tony, VK5FBIC, who is on leave. Graham gave us an update on the work that is ongoing at the Houghton site of the VK5RHO repeater. Mick, VK5MCH, gave us a talk about a very impressive power supply that he has built. And this project has a very professional look about it, and Mick is to be congratulated on the high quality of his work. Now, Sir Lunchalot advises us all that he has made a reservation for our fifth Friday lunch at the Grand North Tavern, which is at 737 Grand Junction Road, Northfield. So next Friday, the 31st of January, get to the Grand North Tavern at 12 noon for our fifth Friday lunch. Well, that's all we have for this week. Remember to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. No doubt you were all sick and tired of hearing me banging on about our new club trailer and the alterations to our club shed to be able to fit the thing in there. Well, long-suffering listeners, I can now tell you, somewhat gleefully, that following a three-hour working bee last Saturday week, where we raised the roller door by about 150 mm, the two are now harmoniously united. Mind you, with the rear of the trailer only a very few millimetres from the back wall, the front of the tow bar sits only 30 to 40 mm from the roller door, so it will require some very careful parking when putting it away after an outing. A massive thank you goes out to all who helped to make this happen. Of course, this now means that I will be boring you silly for months as we embark on stage three of this project, the fitting out of the said trailer. As both of the sides open right up, we plan on installing a false wall on one side with some windows in it. The opening kind. Not sure what configuration, but a couple of members have stepped up to come up with some detailed plans. Watch this space. At our business meeting on the 17th, a number of members volunteered to manage some of the projects that we have scheduled for 2025. Among them are Generation Gin Jazz 2025 from the 2nd to the 4th of May, the sale of our old club trailer, the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb on the 7th, 8th and 9th of November, the 2025 Surge Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the King's Birthday long weekend, Solar Power our club radio shack, reorganise and tidy up our museum room and repair our club antenna rotator and the HF beam. There are a number of other, but no less important, projects on the go as well, so you can see we are not short of things to do. Oh, and I almost forgot. We are very keen to find a way to encourage more young people to get involved in the hobby, and will be brainstorming hard to find a way to make this happen. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, and I am the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. After a great 2024, where the training group helped 64 people attain their foundation licence and assisted many others with upgrades, we're looking at making 2025 even better. The foundation course and all examinations are run on a single day, with candidates receiving their results immediately. The next AHARS training course and examination session will be conducted on Saturday the 15th of February, and that is just 3 weeks away. Training will commence at 8:30 and conclude at around 5 o'clock. The venue is the Skills Centre on the grounds of the Erbray Agricultural High School, located at the intersection of Cross and Fullerton Roads. Seats are limited, so if you or anyone you know would like to sit for their foundation licence or do an upgrade exam, please don't hesitate to apply, as there are already a number of candidates enrolled. To register for the course, you need to go to the AHAS webpage, that's ahas.au, and click on the Get Licensed header. That will take you to the training information page, and about halfway down that page, you'll see a link that says click here to fill in a form. This page will capture your details. Age is no barrier, and we have students aged from 10 to 95 years successfully complete the course. The ACMA no longer charge exam fees, and the only cost for the day is $10 payable to the club to cover room hire and refreshments. If you have any questions re the training day, please don't hesitate to call me on 041 8803 177. That was 041 8803 177. But please use the previously mentioned form to enrol. Please stay tuned for future broadcasts, as the training team will be running a series of field days in parks located around Mitcham. These field days will allow attendees to test various antennas and rigs, as well as having some on-air practice. Thanks for listening, and the training team hopes to hear from you soon.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.